Okay, we're on Chav Gimel Amad Aleph. Good morning. Kalim Hanigmorim B'Tara. The next Mila was the Kalim that even though you finish them B'Tahara, you have to Tovel them before you can use them. The Gaminu Man. The Gemara says, who finished them? Ilem the Gaminu Chavir Lamalut Vila. If a Chavir finished them, so until they're finished, they're not right to Kabbal Tumah. Once they're finished, then they're right to Mekabel Tumah. So if a Chavar finished them, then he was careful to make sure that they weren't Mekabel Tumah from the time he finished them. So why do they need Tefillah? Ela Digamino Amoritz. It must be that an Amoritz finished them. So why is Nigborin Betara currently? Why do we call that Nigborin Betara? We assume that the Amoritz wasn't careful, and they're Tumah. Omar Rabba Bar Shila, Omar Rab Masna, Omar Shmuel, La'olam Digamino Chavar. Talking where a Chavar finished off the Kalim. And because we're afraid that an Amoritz spit on it. So Morris says, the Nofal Emas. When did the spit fall on the Kli? If it's fell on the Kli before it was finished, it's not Mekabel Tumah, it's not a Kli yet. Ela Bosa de Gamre. El Mai fell after he finished it. Like Mizr Zor Bahu. Since we're talking about a Talmud Chacham who's finishing the Kli, so the Chara, what's it called, he's careful, make sure that an Amoritz doesn't spit on it. Amoritz says, La'olam Mikmei Degamre. It's talking where the spit fell on the Kli before it was finished. And it wasn't Mekabel Tumah at that time. The Dilma Be'idna Degamre Adayin Leichohi, right? And once he finished it, maybe the spit's still there. And he wasn't careful to make sure that he should wipe away the spit. And therefore, even the keli of a Talmud Chacham that's finished, Betara, we're afraid that a Amoritz had spit on it before, and therefore it needs tefila the Kodesh, but it doesn't need tefila for Truma. Rashi. Lomali. No. Umishum tzinura dam Haoritz. Shema nita zoleha rope mi piam haoretz, kishe chover oches, but maybe the chover's holding it, and some spit from an am haoretz falls on it. Shemara says, if it fell before it got finished, holab monahu, veloli tami bakach, it shouldn't become tami. Shemara says, no, it fell before it got finished, and it was there, adayin lecha, hi mitama mishum shema zavu. And the rope of an am haoretz is tame, because all the amei haoretz have a din of a zav. Zold and roke of a zov are metame if they're wet, but they're not metame if they dried out. Okay. Tvila in harav shemesh lo mashma that you just have to be tovel it, but you don't have to wait till night, till sunset to use it. That means it doesn't need harav shemesh. Mashnishin below kerbelezer. So our Mishnah doesn't go like a Belezer. It's man. Shvofera shechot cholachatos. You have a pipe that you're going to use for efer chatos, and you cut it to what's it called, to size, to finish it off, to make it a kli. Rebbe Lezer omer yitbo miyad. Right? So Rebbe Lezer says you can be tovel it immediately, and you don't have to metami it, and then tovel it. The things that are used in during the 7 days, at least, for a, what's it called, for the preparation of the paraduma. So Tzedukim said that it had to be done the Me'urei Veishemesh, that the kohen who was made the paraduma had to be tovel and wait till the night before he could do it. And the halacha is not like that. That is kosher b'tzvul yom. So we're metami the kohen. The shailas with Yomatami with a real tumor, we just touch him, right? And therefore he's Tomei because anybody who's not Osik in Afer Paraduma is considered Tomei Lagavi the Kohen Gadol, or the Kohen. That does not have to be the Kohen Gadol. And we are Tovel him, and we do the Paraduma while it's still day. So it's clear that Halach is not like the Tzedukim, you don't need Harav Shemesh. So Belezer says in this case, Yitbol Miyad. You can be Tovel it immediately and use it. You don't have to wait till night. The Chora normally you have to wait till night. Here you don't have to wait till night. But if you show him a yitma, well, you don't have to even make a tummy. You can just tovel it immediately. And if you show him a yitma, the achrakach yitma. First you metame it, and then you're tovel it in order to make a hecker for the tzedukim that even though it's tameh, you don't need harav shemesh. V'habinan bo. And the Gemara now says, and we examine this Mishnah. How's it talking? The chot chaman. Who cut this shvoferes? Elam is the chot chachover lamali tefila. If a chover cut it, why do you need tefila altogether? It's nigmar betari. Ve'elad the chot chamoritz. Talking where an amoritz cut it. B'hal lemer of Yeshua yitmo v'yitbo. Then what do you have to be matame it? It's tame anyway, right? An amoritz finish it off. It's tame. So why do you have to be matame it again? Hatami v'koy, it's already tami. V'omer Rabba Bar Barshila, Omer Rab Masna, Omer Shmuel, La'olam d'chot ha'chover. It's talking where a chover cut. U'mishum tzinura d'amoritz. I'm afraid that before he finished it, like we have our case, an amoritz spit on it, and the spit was still wet and remained. The Gemara says now, is enough for Amos. When did the spit fall out? Ilema mikmig l'chadche, before he cut it and finished off the kli, it's not a kliya. And if it's after he cut it, the Talmud Chacham is careful not to let it become tame. Morris says, well, olam nikmid lechatchi. It's talking before he cut it. Dilma v'idna v'chatcha dain leichahi. And we're afraid that the spit went on when the Talmud Chacham wasn't so careful with it because it wasn't a kliya, and he didn't notice it, and it remained wet even after he finished the kliya. Morris says, bishla. So that's what we're afraid of. So therefore, what's it called? Since it's only a chash, so Rebbe Lezer holds that even though it's only a chash, you could be tovel it immediately. And Rebbe Yeshua says you have to first be matame it and then tovel it. So Moshe says, Bishlam of Rebbe Yeshua, Hainu de'ika hekeru l'tzdukim. According to Rebbe Yeshua, the fact that we're matame it and then we don't wait for Harav Shemesh is a heker for the tzdukim. Hisnan mitamin hoyus hakoin asorik esapora lahotzim ilivin shel tzedukim. Show you omrim b'murovei shemesh hoysenasis. Right, we always make the kohen tamei, right, and then let him go with mitovo and do the paraduma on that day, not waiting for sunset. So it's a hecker for the tzedukim. You don't need harav shemesh. So may the same thing over here. Rabbi Yeshua holds we mitamei the kli, we're tovel it, and we don't wait for harav shemesh. So it's a hecker for the tzedukim. But according to Rebbe Lezer, that it's anyway, a kli shenigmar bituma, a kli shenigmar betara, by a Talmud Chacham, that we're afraid that maybe an Amoritz spit on it before, and the spit remained, right? If you don't need ever Harav Shemesh, then what's it called, and you're tovel it, you don't have to be tovel it, if you tovel it immediately, you don't have to betami it, you're tovel it immediately, then what's the hecker? Any kli shenigmar betara, you don't need harav shemesh, according to what we said before. Only tefillah. So here there's no hecker for the tzedukim. We're betovel it, and even the prushim hold, now there's no hecker for the tzedukim, even though tzedukim don't hold it, this whole thing, but they say even you guys who hold that it's tami, it needs tefillah, you see that what's it called, it doesn't need ever harav shemesh, there's no hecker over here, the fact that you're using it that day, this kind of tumah doesn't need harav shemesh altogether. There's no hecker. Right. If you hold that normally a klisha nigmar betara needs tefillah and harav shemesh, so hainu dika akeru tzedukim. Here you don't have harav shemesh. You tovel it and you use it immediately. It's a hecker for the tzedukim. Eli e amrish bi'alma lo bainin harav shemesh, my hekeru tzedukim ika. But if you hold that normally you don't need harav shemesh, then over here, if you're tovel and use it immediately, there's no hecker for the tzedukim, because this kind of tumah, even you prushim agree, doesn't need harav shemesh. So don't tell me that you're trying to show us that paraduma can be done by somebody who's a tvul yom, meaning that he doesn't have harav shemesh. This tumah, even according to you, never needs harav shemesh. There's no hecker. Rashi. Lechatos. He was cutting this pipe to use as a kli to put in the afer of the paraduma. All things that are made for the sake of the paraduma, that's a kli that's makabel tuma, needs tvila before you can use it. And you use it before harav shemesh as a hecker for the tzadukim, that even though normally you need Harat Shemesh, a tool yom is kosher for paraduma. Metamim hayu, no gim hayu bo b'sheretz. They touched them with a sheretz. That's how they metamim the Kohen Gadol. And other Rishonim learned they didn't touch them with a sheretz, just touched them. And everybody who's not osik in paraduma is tamei leklapei the Kohen. Lahosimi liben shel tzedukim, and even though the tzedukim don't hold to that tumah, right, but they see that we don't hold to that. Right? According to us, we do hold to that tumah, and still you don't need Harav Shemesh. Lahosimi liben shel tzedukim, shayu omrim b'murove shemesh hoysa nasis, ulrabon and tzvul yom kosherbo. A tzvul yom is somebody who went at tzvila, and the sun didn't set on that tzvila yet. He's called a tzvul yom. He's still kosher. The nafkulami ribuya de crow. We learn from a ribuya in a pasuk. The he's a hator ala tome, tohar michlal shu tome. Tohar now. Mashma, he was tome. But he's not completely tohar. Right. Limit al tzvul yom shikosher mepara. Michdi betor askinan. Vos, vos. Yachsiv la'el minei. Velokach ezo. Vetovo b'mayim ish tohar. We're talking about a person who's tohar. So why does that have to say again, the he's a hator? Loma li mahada limichta the he's a hator. Lift over he's ala tome. We already said that this guy is tohar. Elatar koldahu. He's not completely tahar. Right? That's what it comes to tell me. The ashkechon tvul yom, the ikri tahar, the siva rochas ramayim, the tahir. That even after the tvila, before the harav shemesh, he's called tahar. So that kind of tahar, it's not completely tahar. For other things. For this, he's tahar. Yitbo miyad, the ain tzorach l'tame tumma acheres, shari tame tmeya v'omedes, conforis v'osu. Right? Rebbe Lezer says we don't have to be metamiyit because every kli shenigmer betara has a din of tumah. So it's already tame. So all we have to do is be tovel it and then use it. And Rebbe Yeshua says, no, first you have to metamiyit, then you tovel it, then you use it. So according to Rebbe Yeshua, right, there's a hecker for the tzedukim. Because with metamiyit was something that normally would need Harav Shemesh, and here you don't have Harav Shemesh. But according to Rebbe Lezer, if you hold that klish enigmar b'tayra, that it needs tefillah, but doesn't need harav shemesh, then there's no hecker. Because any kli that's enigmar b'tayra never needs harav shemesh. So here, what's the hecker to the tzedukim? Loma lo tefillah, v'kivin de'ein lo tuma, ein hecker le tzedukim, mitzvul yom shabbat. Bish loma lo rabbi Yeshua, hamatzvicha le tamei, haynu dika hecker le tzedukim. Shari timu hu tuma gemura. Hitzricha harav shemesh. You made a real tamei, and therefore, what's it called? Needs harav shemesh. And here you're using it because you stam shubat tfulas yom havi hecker. You're going to use it before Harav Shemesh. So it's a hecker. El Rebbe Lezer she'enu matzricha the tuma zu. But according to Rebbe Lezer, the only tuma it needs is the tuma that we were goes around kalim shenigmar in betara. And that tuma we said before doesn't never needs the Harav Shemesh. What's the hecker? I amris b'shlama bi'alma hitzrichu chacham Harav Shemesh. The alma betvilas kelim anigmar and betara the lokem as nisin haynu the harchalam as rechin and loy ike akera. If you hold that you always need harav shemesh by kelim shenigmar and betara, then over here you what's it called? You would have a hecker. But if you hold like the Mishnah that you never need harav shemesh, there's no hecker. So our Mishnah can't go like Rebbe Lezer because Rebbe Lezer holds that you don't matami at anything more than kelim shenigmar and betara, and you don't need harav shemesh. And there is a hecker for the tzedukim. And therefore, it can't go like our Mishnah that says you never need Harav Shemesh. From a Rav, no, there's a different hecker. The hecker is not over here that you don't wait for Harav Shemesh. The hecker is Asua Ketomei Sheretz. That they made Kalim Hanigmorim Bitara Mamish like if a Sheretz touch it. Meaning that there's a Rishon, a Sheni, or whatever. They made it like a real, real tumor. Rashi asu ketamei sheretz la'olam ba'alma lo boy harav shemesh. Really, you don't need harav shemesh. And here there's still a hecker. A Rebbe Lezer lekeil magmor v'tara. Vafilu hachi ika kehakeira. Nefisha shvofera shalchatas asan ki ilu noga b'sheretz. They made it as if it touched a sheretz. Le'inyan minyan risham v'sheni. Hilkach ilav depora nasis b'tvula yom zuhay sitzricha harav shemesh. This one they made different. In other words, The hecker is dafk over here. Normally, kelim anigmorim b'tayra don't need harav shemesh, but this kli legabe chatas they made an extra mila as if it touched a sheretz mamish, and it does need harav shemesh. And therefore, since you don't have harav shemesh, is a hecker. So Mora says, ela me'ata lo titme adam. Right? If that's the case, they made it like a tamei sheretz. It shouldn't be metamei a person. Almatanya chotcha umatbila. Right? The Rambam has a different gear so here, but it means he cuts it and he's tovel it and he has to tovel too. Hachotcha, that's what it should say. Hachotcha vihamatbila. The person who cuts it needs to be tovel, and the person who's matbil it. So you have to matbil the kalin, and anybody who touches it becomes tamei too. So it's matamei people. So if it's only tamei sheretz, something that's tamei sheretz is not matamei people. Because it's tamei from a sheretz, it's a rishon matuma, and only an avatuma is matamei people. A keli is matamei people. The ela, asul ketamei meis. No, say better, they made it like a tamei meis. So the kli becomes an avatuma, and it's matamei people. Mor says, Ihachi, Tiboya, Hazor, Shlishi, Shvi. If it's a Tamei Neis, then Tefillah is not going to help without Hazor, Shlishi, and Shvi. So you shouldn't have to just be Tovelit. You should have to go through the whole process of Paraduma. Amatanya, Chotcho, Umadvila. Tone Tefillah. Tefillah in Hazor, Shlishi, and Shvi. Lo, it only needs to be Tovel, not Hazor. Ela, Asua, Ketamei Neis, Vishvi, Shalom. They made it like a Tamei Neis on the seventh day. Well, he already finished his hazor. He's still tamei to matamei people, right? The kli, because the kli is an avatuma, and therefore, what's it called? It's matamei people, but it doesn't need hazor because they made it as if it was a kli that was tamei on the seventh day after hazor. Vatanya, and there's a brisa that supports that. Me'olam lo chitshu davar b'par. What's it called? Vatanya, me'olam lo chitshu davar b'par. Comes out. They have a kli that starts off on the seventh day, right? The Shemitah is finished. So, and we have a braisa that says that they never made something totally new, a new tumah by par. Here's a new tumah. Om Rabbaya. Excuse me. Om Rabbaya. No, doesn't mean they didn't make a tumah that doesn't exist somewhere else. A kli that's makabel tumah, they could fool around and make it as if it was on the seventh day or whatever. That's not something that's totally new. What does it mean they didn't make a totally new tumah? Shelo amru kardo matamei moshav. They didn't take a kli that's not makabel tumah at all in that respect and make it makabel tumah. Like an axe that, what's it called? They never said an axe in matamei moshav. Moshav is only tamei for something that you normally sit on. And the Gemara says that people sit on it and people don't tell them, get up because we have to use it. That's what it's made for, sitting. But an axe, if you sit on the axe, somebody's going to tell you, get off my axe. I got to, what's it called, get your axe together, and what's it called, I got to use the axe. Right? So it's not made for sitting, therefore, it's not metamei moshe. So they never said, in that kind of case, that an axe is makabel tumma moshe. Because that's a totally new tumma that doesn't exist. Kivitanya, the hayoshev alakli, right, a zav who sits on a kli is matami, even if he doesn't touch it. Yocho kofa saw the yoshev alecha. I might think that if he turned over a measuring thing and sat on it, tarka the yoshev alecha, another kind of measuring thing and sat on it. Yehei tamei, I might think that's tamei. It's not made for sitting. Tamei lomer v'hayoshev ala kli, asher yeshev alav. It has to be a kli that you normally sit on. Yikma, misha miyuchad liyeshiva. Here, the guy's sitting on the measuring thing, we tell him, get up, we want to use it. It's not made for sitting. So therefore, they never made such a kli, mekabel tumah, in a way that's not mekabel tumah. But something that's mekabel tumah, the only question is the degree of tumah that it has, that they fooled around with. And they could consider a kli as if it was tumah meis, and it was already the seventh day, that already, it's within the gather of possibility. Rashi, Asur Ketamei Sheretz, La'olam Ba'alma Lo'boy Harib Shemesh Rebelezer, L'Kelem Anigmorim B'Tara. Rebelezer normally holds that Kelem Anigmorim B'Tara don't need Harib Shemesh. Ba'afilu Hafi Kekere, L'fishe Shofer Shokhatas, Asuan Kilo Nogu B'Sheretz, L'Yeminin Risha V'Sheni, Hilkati Lav Deporah Nasus B'Tvula Yom, Zuhay Satsrich Harib Shemesh. This would have needed Harib Shemesh, and therefore you don't have it, it's a hecker. Ela Me'ata De Lo Asu Ela Ketamei Sheretz, they only made it like a Tamei Sheretz, it shouldn't be Matamei, a person. Lo Titamei Odom, the Tamei Sheretz, Lav Avatumahu. Something that's Makabal Tuma from a Sheretz, a Sheretz is an Avatuma, and the person's Makabal Tuma, the Kli that's Makabal Tuma from a Sheretz is only a Risho. Only a tamei meis is what's it called cherev hikecholo, and it doesn't go down one madrega. And a tamei meis, what's it called, is it becomes an avatuma. If an avatuma touched it, or it was in the oala meis, so the keli became a an avatuma. Ketamei meis ki ilu nitma b'meis she metamei odom. A kli that was tamei meis in oala meis, right, or touched the meis, becomes an avatuma and it's matame people. So Mora says, if that's the case, then you should need hazor. Mora says, no, they made it like a tame mace on the seventh day. So Mora says, that's a real new tuma. And we have a brisa that says, lochitshu dover bapara, apopishosu b'maylos harbe, even though they made many chumras by paraduma, b'shvil hazilzul hazeh shoyu matamin koin hasorfa lasosu tmulyom, because since they were makos for the sake of the tzedukim, to make a hecker, to be metame him, to be a tzvul yom, they didn't want people to say, oh, you see, you could do paraduma betuma. So on the one hand, they were makel over here for the sake of the tzedukim, and they were extra machmer and everything else that they shouldn't get carried away with this kula. Lo chitshu b'gzeiris ma'aloseh ha'dover she'no motzi b'shumakom. They never made a gzeir, even by paraduma, to make a tuma that doesn't exist anywhere else. That they didn't do. The imki shamarta shasu ba kelim and igmorim betara ketamei meis hari ein lo chachidish gol mizeh. Right, they made him like a tamei meis on the seventh day. You never find something like that, that a kli becomes tamei meis, and as if it's the seventh day, it doesn't need hazor. Gemara says no, it doesn't mean that they didn't make a tuma, right, that can't exist like that. It's something that could become tamei like that. They could make something like that. But something that could never become Tamei, they didn't make it to be Makabal Tumah. Shalom Amru Kardo Metamei Moshe. Kalomar, Lo Nitnu Tumah Vepara, Le Kli Sheinu Roy Vetumah. They never gave Tumah to a Kli that's not Roy Bechlau Vetumah, in this way. But something that could possibly be Tamei Meis Vishvi, they made it as if it is Tamei Meis Vishvi. You go, Lomar Kardo, Sheinu Meyuchad Li Yeshiva, Kardo, which you don't sit on, the Eino Nasa Avatuma B'moshav Hazov, and if Hazov sits on it, he doesn't make it an Avatuma, if he doesn't touch it, right? He sits on it with a hefsik begin or something in between him and the thing. Ava B'kli HaRoy L'Kabal Tuma Chidshu Bo L'Aso Sheino Nogea B'meish K'Nogea B'meish. But a Kli that's Roy L'Kabal Tuma, they made it as if it was Mekabal that Tuma. Tarkov Chatzisah, what's it called, a thing for measuring a Chatzisah, and a saw is a thing for measuring a whole saw. Asher Yeshev, Medlo Karin Asher Yeshev, Maladnu She'enu Medaber Elabashir Meyuchad Leishev Sham Tamei. Doesn't say Asher Yoshav, he sat on it. It says Asher Yeshev, something that you normally sit on. So it has to be something you normally sit on.